You're listening to a Jesmond Local podcast. For more information, visit jesmondlocal.com.
Hello and welcome to the Jesmond Local podcast. I'm Kat Stevenson and this podcast is all about this year's Jesmond Community Festival.
This is Jesmond Local.
Coming up, we hear from Jesmond Local's very own reporters as they get involved in some of the events at this year's Jesmond Community Festival. But first, Jesmond's very own town crier, Marjorie Dodds, gets the festival started in her own unique way at this year's official launch.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the launch of the 2013 Jesmond Community Festival today. Our thanks to our hosts, the New Northumbria Hotel, and also to all the sponsors of the festival, and to everyone who supports it as well. Until the 26th of May, two whole weeks, three weekends, so many events for you and your friends. Walking, dancing, singing, concerts galore, music, gardening, baking, tasting, and more. Cricket, bowling, tennis, cycling, or a history walk, a mystery, a play, a competition, or perhaps a talk. There are anniversaries to celebrate. Cricket Club and St George's Church since 1888. Work it out. Cricket, 100 years for the Foundation Trust of Percy Headley, and 50 years for the library. Starting this evening, Oxfam's Music Night. And tomorrow, Saturday, the 11th of May, the Grand Festival Parade from St. George's Green. Setting off at noon, truly a sight to be seen. With vintage cars, carnival bus and float, musicians, dancers, entertainers of note, to West Jesmond School to buy your Festival Rufford tickets from Bobby or Grace or the people from Percy Headley, and browse many